It's been 9 years since the Affordable Care Act was passed into law, and for 9 years, Republicans have been vowing to repeal the ACA. This week, the Department of Justice announced that it supports fully overturning the Affordable Care Act, siding with a district court ruling from December that says the ACA is unconstitutional. Despite that, however, President Trump had this to say on Tuesday.
Let me just tell you exactly what my message is. The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care. You watch.
Meanwhile, Democrats were set to roll out legislation to build upon the Affordable Care Act, aiming to lower costs and increase coverage. Speaker Pelosi, announcing this legislation at a press conference, responded to the DOJ move.
I always think of Mr. Clyburn and John Lewis when they quote Martin Luther King, when he talks about, of all the injustices, the most inhumane is the inequality of health care. And the Department of Justice becomes the Department of Injustice when it wants to tear down health care benefits.
Well, what does all this mean for the future of the ACA? We have Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Mary Agnes, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So lots going on this week. Tell us more. Remind us about this decision that the Trump administration is supporting. What exactly did it say?
It's extraordinary. What happened is that a court judge in December sided with Republican attorneys general who said that the Affordable Care Act was no longer constitutional because Congress had removed a financial penalty for people that if you don't have health insurance, you'd have to pay that penalty. When they removed it, they said the entire law should be struck down. Now, at the time, the administration didn't go that far. They simply said, if there isn't a requirement that people buy health insurance, that insurers are not required to cover everybody with a pre-existing medical condition, but they wanted the rest of the law to stand. As we know, late Monday, the administration said, we agree with those Republican attorneys general and the lower court ruling that the entire law should be thrown out. So I think this was a big surprise for a lot of Republicans to see this.
So if the ACA were to be completely nullified, Mary Agnes, what would happen exactly and how would that work? It just feels like it could be a big mess.
I think a big mess is the perfect way to describe it. You have 20 million people who have gained coverage through the Affordable Care Act, whether it is receiving a subsidy to purchase insurance on the federal and the state exchanges, whether it is millions of people who've gotten their coverage through the Medicaid expansion, or for even Americans who get their coverage at work, knowing no lifetime caps on coverage, no annual caps on coverage, being able to receive preventive care without a payment out of your pocket, and also knowing that you're covered even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. The ramifications of this would go far beyond people on the Medicaid expansion or the people who've gotten insurance in the exchanges. So we really have to think about that. The ACA is kind of baked into our healthcare system now, and unraveling this would be a mess.
This feels, again, very political, Mary Agnes, but we did hear the president say that the Republican Party will soon be known as the party of healthcare. What does that mean? I mean, is the Trump administration trying to adopt a policy that would compare to the ACA ahead of 2020?
I think they're trying to put a fire under Republicans on Capitol Hill that have been unable to come to a consensus plan to replace the Affordable Care Act and then put that plan into law. That has been a big problem. What's been happening is, in lieu of a Republican replacement for the Affordable Care Act, the Trump administration has been making a lot of new regulations, administrative moves under presidential power to try to say to states that ask permission to offer less substandard plans that the Affordable Care Act has, less comprehensive plans, to give them permission to go forward. So the administration will stay, if you will, on that administrative track. But yesterday on the Hill, I think the president was trying to put a fire under Republicans saying, we ran on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. We've got to get the job done. We've got to do it for the voters. And this is a rallying cry for him.
What about Congress? I mean, yesterday there was news of new legislation that the Democrats are trying to roll out. What's their proposal?
Their proposal is to look at the Affordable Care Act and to expand upon it, to make subsidies more generous for people that want to purchase coverage, to make sure that all of those things in the Affordable Care Act, protection of pre-existing conditions, making sure your kids can stay on health insurance until age 26 remain. They want to restore funding in the law for outreach and enrollment. Every time we have an enrollment season, the advertising budget has been cut by the Trump administration. The on-the-ground assisters who help you through the process, all those things have been cut. So they want to strengthen the Affordable Care Act. And this decision by the administration Monday night was really a gift to Democrats who wanted to refocus the political message on health care because the Mueller report didn't really deliver what they had expected. So they have focused on this. They had a big press conference yesterday. Health care, as we know, was a huge issue in the 2018 midterms, and Democrats want to jump on that for 2020.
Let's talk about the people who might actually be affected by this, Americans, everyday Americans who need health care. What have you gotten a sense, Mary Agnes, of what the temperature is, if you will, no pun intended there, about how Americans feel about the Affordable Care Act, whether they want to see changes and whether they would support a Republican plan going forward?
Polling has consistently shown that Americans prefer building upon the Affordable Care Act and not repealing it. Its favorable rating has grown since its enactment 9 years ago. It's now hit higher than the 50% mark. And people like, especially when you do polling on individual provisions, they really like them. For example, can I keep my adult kid up to 26 on my health insurance plan? People love that. People like the idea of no matter what your medical status that you that the insurer has to sell you insurance to cover that.
And Mary Agnes, let me ask you really quickly before we...
Sure.
Are we talking about across the political spectrum, people are happy? The folks that you're saying people like that, these are people
yes,
who are across
I
the political... That's an important point.
Yeah. Yeah, Democrats and independents have the highest numbers on those, but Republicans are right behind them. Republicans have never liked the individual mandate, the requirement that you must purchase health insurance. But now the fine, the monetary fine is gone, so in effect... the individual mandate isn't there. But no, across the political parties, people love the individual provisions.
Mary Agnes Carey is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks for being with us, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.